from KMXT in Kodiak. This is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Jay Barrett. Coming up this week, we find out how the Humpies are running in Southeast. A Sitka chef represented Alaska in the annual National Seafood Cook-Off, and it may not have been the biggest halibut ever, but if you had a barn that needed a door, the halibut they offloaded in Petersburg Sunday would have fit the bill. Coming up on the Alaska Fisheries Report.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
The largest salmon fishery in Southeast Alaska for pink salmon is ramping up. KFSK's Angela Denning gives us this overview.
There are more pink salmon in Southeast Alaska than any other salmon species. There are indigenous runs all over the region. This year's harvest region-wide is predicted at 34 million fish. That may sound like a lot, but other years have far surpassed that number. 2013 was record-setting, with nearly 90 million pinks harvested in the region. Pink salmon return to spawn every 2 years, so managers track escapements on a two-year cycle.
The even-year cycle of pink salmon is generally a lot less than the odd-year cycle.
That's Troy Tines, area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Petersburg. He says this year's harvest won't meet the recent 10-year average of 38 million fish.
Not a large harvest or run. There's certainly been a lot larger ones.
Crunching salmon numbers and tracking returns is what managers like Tines do. They estimate that the southern part of the Southeast region will have a stronger fishery than the northern part. Petersburg is located in about the middle, so Tines uses that as the halfway point.
We didn't have high expectations for north of Petersburg, on the north and the inside at least. And that, for all intents and purposes, appears to be meeting our expectations, unfortunately. We always like it when there's more fish come back than what we expected.
Most of the seine opportunity for pinks has been further south in the Ketchikan area. Seiners take over 90% of the total pink harvest in Southeast. One boat can bring in thousands of fish a day. About 230 seining boats have been participating in the fishery. But seiners have to share the resource with other gear groups like gill netters. Most areas are designated for either seiners or gill netters. It's estimated that there will be less than 100 gill netters fishing for pinks. Typically, the peak of the pink season comes in mid-August. As the season progresses, managers will monitor harvest numbers and escapements to local systems to keep track of how the fishery is doing.
So this is what it looks like from the backseat of the Super Cub.
Tines shows me some aerial photos on the computer.
This is the intertidal area in Eliza Creek. And you can see this is from several years ago. But those lines are pink salmon. But zoom in further, you can, you know, start seeing individual fish.
The dark.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... It's
pretty neat when they get in corn rows like that. That's what we call them, I guess.
So that's hundreds.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
This month, Tines will fly around the region looking for pink salmon coming into creek systems to spawn. He'll take notes on what he sees from a bird's eye view.
We're looking along, in the stream mouths early on in the year, along the approaches into bays and into streams, and just looking for jumpers, looking for schools in the water. And when we start getting later into the season, we actually flying up the creeks and counting the fish in the creeks. So the mouth of the creek and the intertidal area and in the stream.
Tines is particularly interested in what happens at the Anan Creek, south of Wrangell. 2 years ago, biologists noticed a problem there. The pinks were making it past the first falls, but were stalling and dying below the second falls. They just couldn't make it up to the spawning grounds.
Something was in there, had changed there that was restricting their passage.
So, in the spring of 2015, workers built a retaining wall to temporarily divert the stream and drilled out a small passage of rock. It seemed to do the trick.
And the 2015 fish didn't have a problem making it above both falls.
Because the 2014 pink run did have a problem, this year's Anan Creek return will likely have low numbers. But those fish that do make it back should have an easier time navigating their path. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
You're listening to the Alaska Fisheries Report. Hear the show online anytime at kmxt.org.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is sponsored by United Fishermen of Alaska's Salmon Habitat Information Program, SHIP, a source of information for commercial fishermen on the health of salmon runs. Help steer the SHIP program by taking a quick online survey. The survey and more information is available at www.ufafish.org.
A Sitka chef was chosen to compete in the 2016 Great American Seafood Cook-Off last Saturday. Colette Nelson, owner of Ludwig's Bistro, battled chefs from across the country in front of a live TV audience in New Orleans. KCAW's Emily Kwong spoke with the seafood lover about sustainable fishing and her secret weapon for making the judges say wow before she took off for the Big Easy.
At first, Chef Colette Nelson wasn't sure what to make for the Great American Seafood Cook-Off.
I wanted to do scallops. I wanted to do prawns because I know my fishermen.
But then some advice from other chefs guided her home.
Do what you feel good about. Do what you can represent, because a lot of this is about talking and representing the seafood. And so for me, I can talk till the cows come home about salmon.
And suddenly it clicked. The star of Nelson's plate will be Ivory King salmon. She'll prepare a belly meat fillet in Mediterranean style, topped with a roasted red pepper sauce and Marcona almonds.
When I lived in Spain, I used to take the almond and I would split it in half in my mouth, and the oil would, I'd rub it on my lips. So good. And they're just amazing.
There's some local flair on the plate, too. Smoked paprika salt made in Sitka, vegetables from a local garden, and the fish, Nelson was a commercial fisherman for years, was caught by her former skipper, Lou Barr. Nelson has been the executive chef and owner of Ludwig's Bistro for 14 years. She was chosen to compete by Governor Bill Walker in consultation with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Grace Ivers will fill in as executive chef while Nelson competes in New Orleans this weekend. She'll bring cook Josh Miller with her as her sous chef, and they'll have 1 hour to prepare 7 plates in front of a PBS audience. This is Nelson's first time competing on television. She's turned down 2 offers to compete on the Food Network show Chopped. She says the calls made her feel faint. But with this opportunity, Nelson's giving herself a different message.
I just have to remember, grow, get bigger, be okay with this. Don't, you know, just stay in my little comfort zone, which is so easy to do.
In its 13th year, the Cook-Off celebrates America's domestic seafood industry, inviting roughly a dozen chefs to represent their state. Every year the competition is mixed, but as Nelson explains, one thing stays the same.
Alaska is, of course, always going to be there whenever they have it. We produce 60% of the domestic seafood that's sold in the United States, so we are a huge supporter of this festival.
Recent Alaska contestants include Mandy Dixon of Homer, Kevin Lane of Seward, and Christopher Vane of Anchorage. Now, most of the winners in years past have been from the South, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, but last year, history was made.
From the state of Alaska, Chef Bo Schuler!
Chef Bo Schuler won. He owns the Rookery Cafe in Juneau.
He did sockeye salmon 4 ways. So he did a very complicated dish and performed it well, and they loved it.
Nelson would love to bring the crown back to Alaska. But the more important thing for her is to demonstrate to the judges as they dine on that Ivory King, the might of Alaskan fish.
That we are still catching some of the best seafood in the world, in the cleanest waters, and it's sustainable, and it's still coming back, it's still returning. And we're strong, you know, Alaska's strong.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.
And that cook-off was won by Alex Eaton, executive chef at Manship Wood-Fired Kitchen in Jackson, Mississippi. He won with his trio of Gulf shrimp dish, which included barbecue using brown shrimp, Mediterranean using white shrimp, and florid using royal red shrimp. Chef John Monday of Samantha's Tap Room and Wood Grill in Little Rock, Arkansas, was named runner-up, and Chef Peter McCarthy of Evu in Cambridge, Massachusetts, was the third-place winner. The dishes were presented to a panel of six national judges who scored based on composition, craftsmanship, creativity, presentation, and, of course, flavor.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their family. AMSEA at amsea.org or 907-747-3287.
It wasn't record-breaking, but a nearly 400-pound halibut caught by fishermen long-lining aboard the FV Dayspring over the weekend still got a lot of attention. When it was offloaded in Petersburg, KFSK's Abby Collins visited the boat as the barn door was being hauled up to be processed.
PFI, one of Petersburg's main fish processors, is bustling with workers. Cleaning, cutting, packing. The floor is wet and slippery. The air smells fishy. And a handful of people make their way outside to watch the Dayspring pull up to unload an unusually large animal.
Rock and roll.
Petersburg fishermen Brian Mattson and Doug Coral were out longlining in Frederick Sound when they had an unexpected visitor.
Didn't even know it was on until we'd seen it from the surface.
That's Mattson.
It didn't fight, didn't do nothing. Put the shark hook in it, used the winch to bring it up, and it didn't even make a move whatsoever. It just came right in, nice and easy.
He's talking about a 396-pound halibut.
It just kept on coming and coming and coming. And then we knew it was big once it took a long time to get it winched up there.
Mattson has been fishing for a long time, since he was a teenager, but he's never caught a halibut quite this large.
I think in the low 300s we got, but this is definitely the biggest dugger I've ever caught.
So Mattson was surprised to see the massive fish come out of the water. Originally, they thought it was even bigger.
Last night it measured out to 92, 93 inches, and in the tide book it said it was like 435. And the NOAA guy, Observer, measured it in centimeters and looked it up, and he thought it was 450, 470, but it all depends on how thick they are.
The boat's long lining equipment made it easier to pull in the fish.
A lot of guys in smaller boats go out and they don't have the winches and stuff to do it. And that would be tough to get on board.
Mattson and Coral brought the fish back to be processed at Petersburg Fisheries, Inc. Levy Boyter with the International Pacific Halibut Commission made it down to see the fish's arrival.
This is definitely not the average fish.
They would have to make it into the upper 400s to beat the world record, but for these Petersburg fishermen, it was still a big day and a huge fish. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by AK Teach, now enrolling K-12 homeschool students throughout the state of Alaska, creating partnerships that are flexible, family-friendly, and unique to your child. More information is available at AK Teach or at 907-942-0667.
And by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. 1-800-992-4960 or online at alaskaboat.com.
And that's all for this week's Alaska Fisheries Report, produced on Alaska Salmon Day. I hope it was good for you, too. We had help from KCAW's Emily Kwong in Sitka and KFSK's Angela Denning and Abby Collins in Petersburg. From KMXD in Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.